A reading from the Gospel of John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. In preparing this reflection for the Feast of St. Thomas today, I realized that I knew very little about this man. We have usually heard of this gospel and his doubting, and that his name means twin. Some sources claim a twin of Jesus. Never heard that one. But I had heard just a bit about Thomas taking the gospel to India, so I sought more information on this piece. Here is what I offer today for your learning and intrigue. One legend says that Thomas, believed to be a carpenter, was actually sent for by a wealthy person in India and commissioned to build a temple. Another source says it was some evangelizing assignment directly from Jesus. At any rate, they think he left the Palestine area around 50 AD to travel on the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. He may have hitched a ride with a spice trade ship with a destination to Kerala, India, a huge spice trade center. The spices noted in some of the literature include cinnamon, cardamom, pepper, ginger, and others. Don't we take so much for granted? Just scan the grocery shelf and there is your spice. Anyway, after living and working in the Kerala area, Thomas relocated to Mylapore, further east in India. The Brahmin, the high priest level of the caste system, did not appreciate Thomas's evangelization. So when he was in Mylapore, supposedly they murdered him. The Christian followers of St. Thomas were also named Syrian Christians around the 15th century by Catholic missionaries, probably from Europe. San Tome Basilica is in Mylapore, India. It was built in the late 19th century. Thomas is supposed to be buried on this site. This additional information, true or partially true, is debatable. But for me, it opened up a whole new vision. Where Thomas was just a figure in a gospel, now I see him as a missionary in a far-off land, a builder, a courageous people person who moved out of his comfort level to share what he believed in. So what about us on this Feast of Thomas? Do we wonder what impression we make on people based on a few historical moments? Are we currently being challenged to act more out of our comfort level, to step outside the box, to share in something we are beginning to be passionate about? Let's do some Thomas today. Let's ask him for some intercession, like one Hindu lady who always prays to Thomas, though it is not her faith, because she always gets a favorable answer from him. Let's enjoy the adventure. Maybe our missionary land is right in our own hallway, backyard, or neighborhood. No spice trade ship needed.